This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today, as we continue our study of things you should treasure, I plead with you to treasure the truth. You know, our Lord Jesus Christ did not come into the world to persuade men to be religious. They were religious long before he ever came. So, if that had been his purpose, he came for no reason. He came to no accomplishment. But he did not come to make men religious. He came to give men the opportunity of being right religiously. There is one and only one really good reason for being a member of any religion, and that is that it is true. You know, Jesus claimed when Pilate asked him one day if he were a king, that he was the king all right, but he was king of truth. He was not a king in rival to Caesar of Rome, as the Jews had been accusing of before Pilate. And so Pilate took him back and asked him, "Art thou a king?" And Jesus said, "Thou sayest," that is, you say the truth, "I am a king. But I am not a king in rival to Caesar. I am king of truth." You know, the kingdom of God is wherever the truth of Jesus Christ reigns in the heart of a man. In Luke chapter 20, chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there, for lo, the kingdom of God is within you." If you today will accept the truth of Jesus Christ, believe it, really trust in it, and obey it, doing what the New Testament teaches you to do to be saved, then you will be saved. But doing anything else will not save you. Note the words of Jesus in Matthew 7, verse 21. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven." And he went on to explain how in that great and awful day of the judgment, people would be saying, "But Lord, didn't we prophesy in thy name? Didn't we in thy name cast out demons and do many mighty works in thy name?" and so forth. But then the Lord will reply to them, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you." Why did he not know them? Because they had not obeyed the truth. Note the words of Jesus as recorded in John 8:32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The Bible does not teach that one other thing can save your soul. There isn't one other thing by which you can be made free from your sin other than that of truth. In 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 22 and on through the end of that chapter, Peter makes clear that our hearts are purified in our obedience to the truth. Now, the truth is also called in the New Testament the gospel, the word of the Lord, the word of the kingdom, and so forth. We find that when Philip the evangelist was riding along in the chariot with a man of Ethiopia who had been reading from the prophet Isaiah, and as he began from that scripture and preached unto him Jesus, when they came to a certain water, the Ethiopian cried out, "See, here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized?" It is clear that in preaching the truth, he taught him that he must be baptized in water in order to be saved from his sins. So they stopped the chariot. Both of the men got out of the chariot. They both went down into the water. And Philip, the evangelist, baptized the man who was lost. And when he came up out of the water, he went on his way rejoicing. That makes clear that rejoicing because of remission of sin should follow our obeying the Lord Jesus Christ in being immersed in water, not before. There is no authorization in all of the Bible for a man to rejoice because of remission of sins before he obeys Christ in being baptized in water. And so, my friends, we should love the truth. We should treasure the truth, study it, learn it, and obey it sincerely with a heart full of love for God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Be with us next time as we continue this vital study.